You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today we're going to talk about a subject that's a pretty old subject when it comes to marketing. Dates back, as far as I can tell, to 1835. That's when the very first direct mail marketing campaign on record took place. It was a promotion in the anti-slavery world, trying to get people to, you know, get on board with what they were doing. And well, let's fast forward to 2021, when direct mail is kind of, you know, old school. Nobody does it anymore. And yet we're going to talk to somebody who is in a very progressive business and still doing direct mail. And so I guess it's probably time for me to introduce today's guest. So Michael Epstein is joining us. You know, I want to give you a little bit of a background on Michael, but what I want to tell you is that currently he has a business called Postpilot. You can find it at postpilot.com. We'll make sure we leave a link that does direct mail and focuses on direct mail services for, get this, e-commerce platforms. So if you think about it, it's a new school technology employing a very old school marketing tactic. Michael, welcome.
Thanks for the intro, David. Great to be with you. I don't think I could have done it any better myself.
Well, thank you. I was racking my brain going, I remember the date. I got to find the right date. And then I Googled it and I got it right. So there we go, 1835. And yet this is something that is still highly, highly effective and amazingly overlooked by most businesses these days. So I'm sort of curious, because I know that you have a background running marketing for large enterprise operations that have been working online. How is it that direct mail came into play for the work that you've been doing?
Sure. So as you mentioned, I've run marketing and been CMO of a variety of 8- and 9-figure e-commerce businesses, typically private equity backed. And you know, in my experience, you know, you alluded to it earlier, people think of direct mail as like an old school tactic, but thinking about it in a more progressive way, we've entered a world of digital overload, right? So people are bombarded by 140 emails a day that are getting ignored or deleted before they read it. They're getting bombarded by ads in their newsfeed, and you know, back in years ago, it was the mailbox that had all the junk mail, and it was the email inbox that was like the pristine place where all the important messages came from. And now it's really flip-flopped. And that's, to your point, why it's an overlooked channel for businesses to reach their customers in ways that get much greater engagement today than even digital channels like email and social ads.
So, and I think there's probably no better proof. And if you're here in North America, you probably received in your mailbox sometime in September, October, a catalog from a very familiar company. Do you know who I'm talking about, Michael?
I could guess Amazon.
Yeah. Holiday catalog that came from Amazon. So even, you know, the big guys believe in mail.
Exactly. And direct-to-consumer businesses and local businesses are continuing to leverage direct mail because it is an unsaturated channel. I think the challenge was, and this is how Postpilot came to be, is that it was a slog. I mean, it was a difficult experience to try and get a direct mail campaign, especially one that's personalized and you have the ability to get ROI, to gauge ROI. You were importing and exporting a bunch of spreadsheets. You were finding a print house. You were hiring a graphic designer if you didn't have one available. Then you were sending out a giant batch of cards, then trying to match up who purchased with a bunch of more spreadsheets. And it was clunky. It was hard. And it was hard to get a sense of ROI. And that was my experience in implementing direct mail as a marketing and retention channel in a lot of the businesses that I've worked with over the years. And it was really one of those, there's got to be a better way moments where myself, my partner, my business partner, and a third co-founder were like, we got to make this as easy as sending an email campaign. It's got to be so you just connect it to your store. You can easily segment your audience the way you would segment an email campaign and decide who those recipients should be. You can dynamically personalize it so it has individual personalization on each card. You can fire them off either in a batch as a campaign or one-to-one. So as soon as somebody meets the criteria that you've set, it sends an individually personalized card to them. And then it automatically tracks them because being connected to your e-commerce store, we know when a card is delivered and we know when a customer then goes on to make a purchase, and we could track back which of those customers who received the card went on to make a purchase.
So the way that you're describing it, it sounds to me very similar to what you can do with like email automation. So I immediately when I knew that we were going to be talking, I started to think about shopping cart abandonment and somebody, you know, getting an email saying, hey, you left this in your cart. Do you want to come back and buy it? And you could absolutely, I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense timing wise, replicate that with postcard, but re-engagement where like somebody just hasn't been opening emails, right? You're trying to get them back in the fold. That's something you absolutely can do with postcards very easily, I'm imagining. What are some of the other kind of use cases?
Yes, you're absolutely right on both counts. So you can do it as an abandoned cart where if somebody doesn't respond to that email campaign that you've sent, you can then trigger a postcard to go out as a way to get in front of them. And same thing with what we call win-back campaigns, which is what you were alluding to, which is customer buys, they don't make a subsequent purchase within a certain amount of time. How do we get them back? And your emails, you know, you're lucky to get kind of 20% open rates these days. And that means 80% of your customers who've raised their hand and said, I'm interested in doing business with your brand, aren't engaging with your email campaigns. And in terms of generating profits for your business, it's those second and third and subsequent purchases that are where the profits come from, because it's so expensive today to acquire a customer that most businesses are barely breaking even on that first customer, on that first purchase. If you can get them to go on and make subsequent purchases and not pay to acquire them again, it's a much higher profit margin for your business. And that allows you to go out and pay more for customer acquisition as well, because you know you're going to get more value out of them over their lifetime.
Yeah, totally makes sense. It's something that our listeners hear us preach regularly on this show is the importance of retention and then upselling, cross-selling, and relationship building. And it sounds like the postcard, somebody said to me, I'm shifting gears here, because I was thinking about this idea of how we relate to email, how we relate to, you know, social media activity, and how we psychologically engage with the mail that comes into our house. And I imagine that is a big piece of the puzzle for you as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, David. So to your point, digital messages, they're fleeting. You know, you get them, they're forgotten in an instant. There have been studies that show exactly your point, which is that direct mail, like a physical, tangible piece of mail from a brand that you know and recognize, is perceived more like a gift, and it's memorable. It sits, not only do they read it and engage with it because it's more unexpected and memorable, but it sits on the kitchen table, it sits on the desk, it sits on the coffee table. You know, my wife has a stack of postcards that she's gotten from different brands that she's done business with and feels almost compelled to respond to the offer that are on them. And it's just a much different experience, a much different lifespan for that message, greater engagement, and as you said, creates a deeper relationship with that customer.
So I'm sort of curious about the different approaches that businesses tend to take with this, and I guess we should explain that Postpilot, your platform, is a service that businesses can leverage to do all of this. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. So you're seeing a range of different ways that they're using direct mail.
Yes. And
I'm sort of curious if you have, can share a little bit of feedback on what different types of approaches you're seeing, what works in maybe some work well with different types of markets or some. I'm sort of curious how different people are approaching this with their businesses.
Sure, absolutely. So triggering these campaigns to get that second and third purchase based on their behavior, we know that they bought product X or they made their first purchase. We want to set a trigger that says if they don't rebuy within 30 days or 45 days, we want to incentivize them to come back because that recency is one of the most important factors to retaining that customer. So you want to get them while they're hot and get that second purchase out of them. The other ways that we've done it are our larger batch campaigns around holidays. So right now around the holiday season, people are making sure that their messages get through to their customers when, again, they're going to be bombarded by email ads and promos and ads. They need to get something that cuts through that digital clutter. And then we've actually introduced new technology in the last several months that's really interesting and is useful for a lot of offline brands as well, which is our handwritten technology. So we actually have proprietary robots that hold a pen and like it's real pen to paper and write out cards with your personalized message with the same nuance and elegance of human handwriting. So variations in the letters, different spacing and indentation, it is indistinguishable from human handwriting. We can even digitize your own. And that allows you to send genuine handwritten notes with a handwritten envelope and a real stamp on it with your custom, with your logo and design printed on it as well at scale. You could send 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000 of them. And that is a incredible way to kind of surprise and delight those customers, reward and acknowledge those customers that have been really loyal to your business, whether it's around the holidays or just, they've made their fifth purchase from you. We want to send something that really acknowledges that and creates that deep emotional bond with your brand and keeps them loyal and coming back.
So you're sharing a lot of the strategic stuff here. And I'm curious when some business comes to you and says, I want your service, how is the sort of the onboarding and the training so that they know how to use it effectively? How does that all work?
It's a great question. And so, a lot of folks have that question. Business owners haven't tried this before and they want to make sure they're doing it right. So we actually have a concierge onboarding and campaign creation process where our account managers and our experts on the team are not only going to help you decide exactly what the right audience is and how to target it effectively. But we have a professional graphic design team that'll actually design the card. You hand them kind of your logo and maybe an idea of a general idea of what you want to say. And we'll essentially do it all for you and then just present it to you and say, here's in our experience seeing so many thousands of these campaigns, this is how we would kind of design it. This is how we might wordsmith your message. And here's how we would think about your audience. If you need that level of help, if you already know, then great. It's super easy to do it yourself. But if you need that level of assistance getting started, we do that all. And it's complimentary and kind of takes the work off of the business owner who we know is pretty busy.
Absolutely. And the fact that so many people are getting into the e-commerce world these days without really having any experience and are not necessarily marketers, as is often the case when we start our own businesses. We don't know how to market the business. We're experts at the thing that we do. There's probably that handholding is really, really helpful. I'm curious, as you're helping onboard probably more of your smaller clients, those who are sending out 100 or fewer cards a month. What is the experience that you're seeing in terms of their understanding or knowledge or of marketing principles, or are these kind of new concepts that you guys are teaching them for the first time?
Sure. So I think it's a range of both. You have folks that are genuinely intrigued and interested in the concept and either sought us out or, you know, saw one of the ads and it kind of clicked for them is like, geez, my Facebook ads are, you know, in the toilet right now because of iOS, the iOS update, or my emails. I just have so many more customers that aren't responding to my emails. Like, how do I cut through this digital clutter? So they're coming with kind of a sense of what they want, but not necessarily the specific, the strategy to execute. And that's how we're kind of guiding them along the process and saying, here's kind of the best practices. We have segments that are already pre-configured in our platform that even allow you to kind of just plug and play to make it really easy based on kind of best practices.
Yeah.
And for those that need a little bit more handholding, you know, we can take it kind of, we can do the full campaign creation for them. And then there are other folks that are a little more sophisticated. They've run a lot of segmented and triggered email campaigns and flows. They understand email automation. And for them, it's just a matter of kind of pivoting that to just another channel, using that same sort of segmentation, same sort of offers and creative that they've already done for their email campaigns, and just creating a new touch point that gets in front of more of their customers.
So I want to circle back to a question I was asking before around kind of how these campaigns are done in content-wise. You know, what's effective and is it humor? Is it, you know, a familiarity and personalization with the recipient, or is it all of the above? How what are you seeing trend-wise or data-wise that's telling you this really works, this doesn't, we shouldn't recommend this again?
Sure. So you want to have some personalization on the card. We can dynamically insert things like their name and other attributes so that it greets them by name. Obviously, it has your branding. It should be consistent with kind of your color palette, your overall brand aesthetic, so that it feels familiar. That's, you know, instantly going to make sure that, okay, this is a brand I recognize and have done business with before. And then the type of offer that you make, you want it to be meaningful enough that they're going to react to it, especially because these are customers that are on the verge of defecting, meaning you could lose them permanently. You've sent them an email already, they haven't responded or come back, or you know, they're on a repeat purchase cycle of typically 30 days. Maybe that's a food product or a cosmetic product or something like that, and they've gone 40 days and not made that second purchase. You want to make sure that it's an incentive that's meaningful enough that gets them to come back into the fold and take that action. So, you know, 5% or a couple dollars off isn't usually enough to really get people to pull the trigger on something. And, 10, 20% is typically a good incentive to get people to pay attention.
And in terms of the design and content, are you, you know, I saw a couple of examples of kind of like bold in your face images on your website, or humor that's being used. What gets the attention of the person receiving that postcard? How does the postcard stand out and get them to take action?
Sure. So certainly, again, matching the aesthetic of your brand, but then using really succinct copy and a clean design, meaning it's not super cluttered. You're not trying to jam as much information, as much copy onto that card as possible. If you think about it, again, this is a world of distraction, right? So if you put a big wall of text in front of somebody or a big cluttered image in front of somebody, it's less likely for them to kind of process it and take the time to read it. But you come up with something punchy, on brand from a tone perspective, whether it's humor, if that's kind of how your brand tone, or just something that's kind of punchy and resonates with your customer based on your knowledge of that customer and persona. And then just, you know, keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Simple message, simple graphic design, clean, uncluttered. That's gonna work really well.
So what I heard you say is consistency with the rest of your marketing and branding, but keep it concise.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. I often will say, well, humor works in this space. Use humor, even though you're not using it anywhere else in your business. And then I realize that's not necessarily the right approach because your audience is going to be off-put or unfamiliar with, you know, that. And so very helpful to be consistent in the way that you're presenting yourself, regardless of the channel.
Yes. I mean, I love using humor anytime we can. I think it's great for engagement, but again, it's going to depend on the brand. If you're selling high-end luxury, you know, high-end luxury goods, maybe humor isn't consistent with your brand. And so it's going to feel like there's a disconnect. If it's a natural extension of your brand and show your personality, then great. You should use that.
Totally. So you mentioned briefly a little bit ago, something about how offline businesses have the capability to utilize some of these concepts as well. And I know while your platform really focuses on e-commerce, how can an offline business, say, you know, a local retailer, for example, emulate what you're teaching here?
Sure. So with the postcards, you can absolutely easily import a CSV file if you have a database, or you can create a CSV of customers that meet a certain criteria. You just say, give me all customers that have spent more than X amount this year, and let's send them a thank you card, or like a holiday, a Black Friday deal, or whatever it is that you want to get in front of them. Or let's give me all customers that have not purchased in the last 60 days, but have made more than a couple purchases this year. And then we can easily import them, send out a campaign. But I think the handwritten cards are one that we've seen a lot more use with a lot of these offline brands, because it's creating that tangible connection with that customer. And these are customers that, they've been in your store. They've done business with you. They have a bit of a relationship with you. And to get a handwritten note from you as, you know, the store owner or the business owner or the marketing manager or something like that, it just, we see a lot of that, particularly with offline stores, because it's a really cost-effective way to solidify that relationship, keep you top of mind, and keep them coming back.
Beautiful. I've seen this handwritten technology not too long ago. There's a company down in somewhere in Arizona that has a bunch of them, and I got to see those firsthand, and they're really cool. It's like it is exactly as you described. It's an actual pen and like a robot writing writing the note, and so that's a fascinating technology. I want to go back to, you know, the previous work that you had done before working with Postpilot. And you said the technology sort of changed and allowed something like Postpilot to exist in a way that it made it a lot more plug and play, ready for anybody to get in and send these personalized postcards. What were you dealing with back when you were first doing direct mail in the e-com space?
Yeah, it was just this. It was a lot of spreadsheets, and you were trying to create kind of pivot tables and different things to segment that audience, you know, a giant dump of your customer list, and then finding a print house that you could work with to send the cards. And it was you would typically have to do it in very large batches because it wasn't really cost effective to do smaller campaigns. You know, they had 10,000 or 50,000 unit minimums for cards in order to get the price down to something that was reasonable.
Yep.
Here, you can send one card if you want.
So I'm thinking somebody who, you know, opened their very first Shopify store and they are, you know, drop shipping stuff from across the globe, that they don't have 10,000 or 50,000 customers, but they want to utilize this technology. Well, you've made it accessible now.
Exactly. And with our native Shopify integration, that's where it really becomes very plug and play, where it automatically syncs with your customers. We can segment that customer directly in the platform really easily. The design is really easy. We have templates and drag and drop editors like you would be familiar with from creating an email campaign. And we can track it because we also know from the Shopify integration if those customers went on to make a purchase. So exactly as you said, that was really a game changer. It makes it super easy.
It's fascinating to be able to emulate what we do with email now and get in front of more of our customers because of the way that they engage with direct mail, with their mailbox and the stuff that's in there, and the access that we have, not just to become entrepreneurs, you know, at the click of a button these days, but to utilize technology to actually build our businesses. And this is a fascinating technology. And I thank you so very much for introducing the concept to us today.
Appreciate your time, David. Great to be with you.
Yeah. Michael, thank you so very much. And folks, I want to thank you for hanging out and listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. Hope to catch you back here again real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.